This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. A former cop who arrested hundreds of people is offering advice to help you avoid the same fate. He was a top narcotics officer in East Texas. Now he's selling a DVD showing marijuana users how to travel with their stash. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports on the video called Never Get Busted Again.
The opening of Barry Cooper's DVD has that same grainy quality you see on true life cop shows. There are police cars in high speed pursuit, canines jumping into the back of pickup trucks, hidden cameras in hotel rooms where there are cardboard boxes stuffed full of marijuana bricks on the queen size bed. It's clear this is the real thing, and the people you're watching are about to make their debut on the local news.
From the Permian Basin's 24-hour news leader, this is the Big 2 News Update.
These pictures are from Barry Cooper's previous life, and it's what gives him his unique credibility. As a narcotics officer in West Texas, Cooper was a law enforcement dynamo. Part of it was simply his work ethic. Stopping a couple of dozen cars a day was routine for Cooper and his ever-present canine companion.
We would pull over cars that had college bumper stickers because we knew college kids often partied with marijuana. We would pull over Vietnam vet plates because we knew a lot of our Vietnam veterans developed a habit over there, and I arrested a lot of Vietnam veterans, and I feel bad about it. And I would look for Mexicans. I would look for black people. It works.
Cooper was invited to train other police departments, and he liked to make a game of it. After 2 days in the classroom, Cooper would pick an officer and ride along with him or her for an eight-hour shift. If Cooper didn't make at least one drug bust during the shift, the cost of the training was on him. He says he never paid a dime.
There is no highway or jurisdiction that I couldn't work an eight-hour shift and put somebody in jail for drugs.
But when Cooper left West Texas and moved to Upshur County in East Texas, things began to turn sour for him. The first career blip was when Cooper arrested the mayor's son for possession of methamphetamines. He then arrested a city councilman for driving with a bag of pot and a gun. Busting long hairs on the highway was one thing, but the hotshot narcotics officer was not endearing himself to the people that mattered in East Texas. After 4 years, Cooper left law enforcement behind and then began to discovering a little of what life was like on the other side of the police baton.
I started reaping what I had sown. You see, I used to break into houses at 3 o'clock in the morning with 10 other men after throwing a flash grenade through the window, and I would drag mother and father away and send the kids to Department of Human Services over a bag of pot and totally ruin that entire family.
Without the cloak of police officer and in the middle of a contentious divorce, Cooper found himself on the wrong side of small-town politics. He was arrested for unlawfully carrying a gun, then for theft for returning rental movies late. His ex-brother-in-law, a constable, showed up with an order to remove his two girls when they missed some school, but the girls put up such a fight the effort was abandoned. The complaints against Cooper were eventually reduced or dismissed, but Cooper was mad anyway. It took him a while, but eventually he figured out a way to hit back and make money while doing it.
In this section, you get to watch me make actual narcotics arrest caught from my dash-mounted patrol camera, and you get to see the mistakes others made, so pay close attention.
Cooper's Never Get Busted Again DVD has a picture of Cooper smiling in front of a big marijuana leaf. The chapters have titles like Search and Seizure, Hiding Your Stash, Narcotics Profiling, and Canines, which gives tips on how to fool drug dogs.
Remember what you've been taught? The dog can smell, oh, hamburger patties, oh, marijuana. But he can't communicate that to the handler. So hiding marijuana in food is a good idea because usually when the dog reacts to it, the handler just thinks the dog is being interested in food.
Cooper has dozens of tips. Surrounding your marijuana with coffee grounds does not work because the dog can still smell the dope through the coffee grounds. Instead, if you're traveling by car, bring your cat in the back seat because the dog won't stop trying to play with the cat even if they take the cat out of the car. And he laces his advice with factoids about the war on pot. For example, 750,000 Americans are arrested every year for possession. Barry Cooper's on a crusade, and he's certainly not alone among former or current law enforcement officers in his opposition to the nation's marijuana laws. But they're in the minority, for most Texas narcotics officers, never get busted again is not a laughing matter.
I don't know how he justifies having played one side of the fence and put people in jail, and then playing the other side, trying to help them avoid it. I'm not sure how he lives with himself or looks in the mirror.
Herschel Tabay is the commander of the Tarrant County Organized Crime Narcotics Unit in Fort Worth. He says Cooper had a good reputation as a narcotics officer, and that's one of the reasons Tabay resents that Cooper is aiding and abetting marijuana users and smugglers. But there's nothing he can do about it.
One of the things about America is people can do things you don't like. That doesn't make it illegal.
Cooper is planning on making a second DVD called Never Get Raided Again, and this is a project current Texas narcotics officers like even less. They're worried that this time Cooper will do more than save some marijuana user from going to jail, that passing along secrets about avoiding drug raids might wind up getting an officer hurt. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
And you can watch a video clip from Never Get Busted Again at npr.org.